If you're interested in taking advantage in the transition to spring, particularly in cleansing your liver, then in the rest of this video, I'm going to show you how to make a dandelion and cardamom latte. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. Every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, we put out a video like this, and when you subscribe and turn on notifications, you'll get great content like this, including some tips for back pain coming up and exercises to help you breathe, to help you get to sleep. So that transition to spring is an ideal time to cleanse your liver. And according to traditional Chinese medicine, the liver is responsible for the smooth and easy flow of energy in your body. Now, in our membership community, we have over 30 classes that are dedicated to the transition into spring, including Ayurvedic classes for Vata, Pitta, and Dosha, Kapha doshas, and also spring cleanse retreat, loads of content, also classes specifically for your liver, 30 classes, as I said, for your transition into spring, and also we have 20 recipes for the spring. So if that interests you, you can click on the links that I'll put in the show notes, and I'll also put a link if you're not already a member. So today we are going to make an organic dandelion root latte, and this will take advantage of helping that liver to do its cleansing and detoxing. So the liver is one of our main detoxification organs. It helps to detoxify heavy metals, sugar, alcohol, all those toxins that come into our system, pesticides in the air. So it's one of our first defenses against toxins. And so we can take advantage in the spring of those little yellow flowers that come up and help to create some detoxification. So all you need for this, I'll put the ingredient list in the show notes. We're going to start with some dandelion root, roasted dandelion root tea. And I've already steeped that tea, and I've warmed up some almond milk, and we're going to take that tea and we're going to put it into the blender. And we're going to add the almond milk. So probably about half a cup of each. And then to make it extra rich, because dandelion can be kind of bitter. The liver loves bitter, but to make it nice so it tastes nice for us, I'm going to add some cashew butter. That'll just make it taste really good. And then I'm going to add some tahini as well. And the oils from these nut butters will just actually help to slow down the absorption of the nutrients from this as well. I'm going to add some ground cardamom. I'm going to add about a quarter of a teaspoon of this. This is also helpful too, because in the spring we can experience allergies in the spring, and this helps to slow down the mucus from the allergies in the spring too, so quite helpful in that way. And then I'm going to add a little bit of vanilla, just again to make it taste nice. And then, as I said, the dandelion can be quite bitter, so I'm just going to add a little sweetener. You could add honey if you had some local honey. That's nice as well, because then you help with those spring allergies. I'm out of honey right now, so I'm going to add a little bit of agave nectar. And then we're going to whir this all up. Also, you could add some liver tonic. I like Harmonic Arts liver tonic. You can get all of this if you live in Victoria, BC at Mother Nature's Market. It's a great place to go to get your ingredients locally. And then I'm going to whirl all of this up to make our latte. Are you ready? Okay, and that's it. It's super easy. Then you just pour it into your glass. You've got a nice frothy dandelion latte to enjoy. Delicious. So if you enjoyed this video and you made it all the way to the end, you know I love my fabulous finishers. So be sure to put dandelions are the medicine of spring in the comments. Thanks for watching and liking the video, subscribing and sharing with your friends, and I will see you next week.